Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, March 10th. March is almost, we're almost in the middle of March, just that fast, but nonetheless, we're coming to you every Sunday night at 9 p.m. with another exciting show. Tonight we have the Beauty Talk Beauty News with my sister Denise and I, and we have a lot of things to share with you tonight, so sit back, relax, tell a friend. Join us if you have a question or comment. We are at 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. And we'll be back right after this.
Beauty Talk Radio, hosted by your favorite twin celebrity makeup artists, Janice and Denise Tunnell, is celebrating 10 years, and we simply want to say thank you to all of our guests, our sponsors, and supporters who have taken the journey with us. Because of your support, we've been able to bring you conversation, beauty and skincare tips from the industry's finest, and so many more. Sam Fine, Australian makeup artist Ray Morris, James Vincent, V. Neal, Nigeria's own Lola Maja, Kevin James Bennett, Rocky Cosetti, Marietta Carter Narcisse, Tim Bucharin, Mickey Taylor, formerly of Essence Magazine, AJ Crimson, Michael DeVellis, Suzanne Patterson, Larry Sims, Denisa Myricks, Melissa Street, Michael Key of Makeup Artist Magazine, Camille Friend Rochard, Naja Riquette, Bernadette Thompson, and so many more. We're celebrating 10 years, and we're so excited about what's to come for Beauty Talk Radio. Millions listen live and via iTunes downloads from around the world. So we have to say thank you to our listeners in the U.S., of course, the U.K., Australia, Ghana, Russia, South Africa, Uganda, Brazil, South Korea, Ireland, Canada, Sweden, the Bahamas, and so many other parts of the world. Are you following us on social media? We're on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. We're also on Twitter at beauty_talk. And we can't forget about Facebook, Beauty Talk Online. We're celebrating 10 years. We're excited about where we're going, and we know you are too.
All right, we are back. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for joining us each and every Sunday night. We really, really appreciate it. We thank you for hanging out with us for 10 years strong, and we are so grateful. We're still trying to determine how we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Our schedules have been so crazy, so busy that we haven't had time to actually do a big celebration, but stay tuned. Each and every Sunday, and one of these Sundays coming up, we will have information on how we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Again, tonight is all about the beauty news. Just wanted to shout out to our listeners all over the world. We have so many listeners here in the U.S., right here in Atlanta, in Baltimore, in New York, in Los Angeles, Miami, and Houston, Dallas, in London, Australia, Hong Kong, and the Bahamas, Jamaica. All over the world, we have listeners for this show, and we're so thankful for that. And if you're not listening live, you're catching, one of our the downloads on iTunes or one of our other sources, and we'll be listing those on our Instagram and on our Facebook pages, on all the outlets where you can find Beauty Talk with Denise and Janice Tunnell. So wanted to start off tonight with a little beauty news here. And my sister will be joining us as well with some things that she wants to share. But I just wanted to talk briefly about, you guys know about the TV show Mad Men on the AMC channel here in the U.S. I wanted to talk about a collaboration that Mad Men is doing with Birchbox. They're collaborating on a 60s-inspired beauty box. So that's going to be very interesting.
Nice.
Again, it's a 60s, yes, a 60s-inspired beauty box that they're collaborating on. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about it. According to Women's Wear Daily, AMC and Birchbox are teaming up to commemorate the end of Mad Men. The final seven episodes will begin airing April 5th. So if you are a fan of Mad Men, you want to make sure you check out the seven last episodes. And I am okay. I almost lost everything, but you want to check that out because the last seven episodes are going to begin to air on April 5th. Also, this 60s inspired beauty box is going to be for men and women. So that's exciting. It's going to be for men and women. So you want to make sure you stay tuned for that. According to the Senior Vice President of Promotion at AMC, Birchbox turned the beauty category on its head and engaged a generation, making them an ideal partner for AMC as we head into our final seven episodes of Mad Men. Now, the Mad Men beauty boxes will be curated by Birchbox's founders and CEOs, Kataya Beauchamp and Haley Barna. And then, of course, the Mad Men creator, Matthew Weiner. The women's beauty box will be priced at $10, and they'll be selling things like liquid liners to create that cat eye and then bouffant-worthy hairspray. And then the men's Birchbox, it's called Birchbox Man Box. That will be $20, and it will include grooming products and accessories. The collaboration will also include editorial and video content, which you can find at birchbox.com. So they wanted to create a selection of products that captures the flavor of that era while maintaining a modern sensibility. So, for example, a bold lip in an easy-to-use pencil, and a soft hold paste for a relaxed take on the men's hairstyles. So their hope is to with this collaboration is to help create, you know, some buzz about the show before the last seven episodes end. So again, okay. Birchbox and AMC will be collaborating for a Mad Men beauty box, 60 inspired beauty box.
This isn't the end of the show altogether. It's just the end of the season.
No, this is the end of the show in altogether.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So these are the final seven episodes that they're going to be showing starting April 5th.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So. Which I find to be very interesting, an interesting way to, well, it's definitely an interesting way to promote the show if the show was going to still be airing. But I think it's a really nice way to kind of keep the show on people's minds, especially if you really love some of the looks that you've seen on the show. Like, I haven't watched the show, but, you know, it's 60s inspired, which I'm assuming that's what the look of the show is. So anybody who's a fan, it's definitely something they would love. And I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure how long the beauty box will be sold. If it's just like starting now until the stretch of the end of the show, or if it's something that's going to be continued for a while. I'm not sure. But they're definitely partnering up to bring this to the fans.
Nice.
This I found very interesting. Ulta is committing to sexual wellness. They're committing to a sexual wellness category with the launch of an indie brand called Fur. And I believe I've seen the products, but didn't really pay them much attention. And I didn't realize, wasn't sure that I saw them in any place in particular, but I do remember seeing the actual packaging. FUR. So anyway, Ulta has expanded its sexual wellness offering, by having launched this indie brand Fur online, and they're due to release products in the store May of this year. It's a body hair company. Fur is a body hair company focusing on products designed for the private regions, such as a line of pubic hair oils, stubble cream, and ingrown hair concentrate. And it is said to be a unique offering within its category in Ulta, so it focuses on pubic hair care rather than removal. I thought that was interesting just as a product line in general.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, so it's focusing on the care of pubic hair rather than removal. And then again, like I read before, but again, the products that that the line offers is a line of pubic hair oils, stubble cream, and ingrown hair concentrates. Definitely something good for ingrown hairs. The VP of merchandising at Ulta Beauty has said, "We've seen increased interest in the wellness and self-care categories and know many of our guests appreciate quality products that promote beauty holistically. Early on, we identified the opportunity within our assortment to add a body care brand that would fulfill a white space, and we knew Fur was the perfect fit. Retailing Fur's four-item range, so it's just those four items right now, in addition to two collaborative products, the Fur washcloth and the Fur ingrown eliminator wipes. Ulta is placing itself front and center of the growing sexual awareness market." Now, that market is new to me. I guess I wasn't paying attention. I did not know that there was a growing sexual wellness market. So that's pretty interesting and something to watch. Again, Ulta will be rolling out products in store this May.
I have to keep my eye out for that. Interesting.
Yes.
Now, if anyone is an IMAX fan and you're interested in attending the next IMAX show, IMAX is taking place next in New York City, April 12th through 14th. Then again, coming up in London, which we will be attending, May 17th through 19th, and then Toronto, September 28th through 29th. And those are the next three shows that IMAX has scheduled this year so far. And there aren't any new dates for Atlanta or Vancouver as of yet. So far we have New York, London, and Toronto, with L.A. taking place already in January. And so for IMAX New York, again, like I said, April 12th through 14th, takes place at Pier 94. That's located at 711 12th Avenue in New York, New York. And let's see, for a one-day general admission ticket, it's $55 right now. $55 up until January 1st, but now they're now on sale for $65. Okay, again, $65 for a general admission ticket. And I think for the weekend bundle, you can get them for $95. So for an extra $30, you can get the ticket for 2 days. All right, and that's IMAX New York. So the tickets go on sale pretty early pretty early. You just have to watch the website, which is imats.net, and just choose which city you're interested in. Tickets go on sale really early, and they do have some, you know, some early bird specials on those rates. So be sure to, you know, check the website and check it often to see what those specials are on those rates for admissions. But the show is produced by Makeup Artist Magazine and is sponsored by Morphe, Royal Langnickel, Makeup Forever, Bioderma, Lime Crime, and then the Battle of the Brushes competition is presented by Delium Tools. The character competition, the contributing product sponsor is Mel Products, which they will provide like prosthetic pieces and things like that and whatever other products is needed for that competition. That will be provided by Mel Products. But the character competition, I'm sorry, the sponsor is Mel Products, but the products will be provided by Rubberware. Okay, so they'll be providing the pieces and you know, the adhesives and things like that to use for the competition. Okay, and I want to see if I can, it looks like they're going to have some pretty interesting classes for that show because they have Joan Gare, and I don't know if anyone know who Joan Gare is. Joan is a body painter, and she's going to have her Sports Illustrated adventures during that show. And let me just give you a little bit of what's happening on that Saturday, April 13th. You have, let's see, you have Creating a Fantasy World. Okay, that's sponsored by Media Academy. Okay. You have Club Kid Couture, Club to Catwalk. That's sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine, and it's taught by Emily Clayton. You have Pairing Products and Tools, KJ Bennett, and that's sponsored by Royal Langnickel. Complexion as Canvas, Perfecting Skin, Nicholas Lawan, and it's sponsored by Makeup Forever. A demo with Thomas Supernet, Delium Tools is sponsored. There's a demo by Neil Morrill, Makeup Artist Magazine sponsoring that. There's some education coming from MAC, and of course we'll be sponsored by MAC, but there are no details on that, and that's coming soon. Then again, the Battle of the Brushes, the character competition that's sponsored by Delium Tools. And basically for the description for that, it says, watches the stars of tomorrow face off in the student makeup competition. Models will present the final makeup creations of makeup students who are competing for cash and prizes. The 2019 character prosthetic theme is Misfit. Both character and beauty competitions are broadcast on Facebook Live and have a behind-the-scenes interview prior to the show, as well as a post-show interview. Again, the theme is Misfits for 2019, so that should be interesting. You have celebrating the works of beauty icon Joan Gare, and she will be interviewed by Michael Key, and some of her work will be on display there during the interview, and that's being sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine. There's a television panel discussion featuring Joe Nazzaro as he discusses the workup of makeup artists from television, in particular Craig Lindbergh. And Craig, I believe, is on Saturday Night Live. Okay. And then on Sunday, again, we have Creating a Fantasy World, sponsored by Media Academy, with Victoria Bisarab. Learn how to apply Halo Smile. It's a teeth whitening cosmetic, so they will be sponsored by Safeway, so they'll be educating and teaching consumers as well as professionals on how to apply it. Then there will be some education by Bioderma, sponsored by Bioderma, but there are no details on that, so that will be coming soon. Hollywood's Secret Weapon in the Age of Ultra AD, Frederick Saunders will be teaching that, and it's sponsored by Temp2. So it's Airbrush. Okay, then we have celebrity makeup artist Sir John, sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine. So Michael Key, the editor and publisher of Makeup Artist Magazine, will be sitting down with Sir John for a one-on-one 60-minute interview. And if you don't know who Sir John is, he was a consulting celebrity makeup artist for L'Oreal, among other things. He's done a ton of covers for a ton of magazines. So he's also worked with Beyonce. Okay, and then you have the Battle of the Brushes competition on Sunday, which is the Beauty Fantasy Awards. And the theme for 2019's Beauty Fantasy category is Graffiti Glam. Graffiti Glam, okay? Again, it's sponsored by Delium Tools. And then you have Deshawn Hatcher. She's a friend of this show. She will, her class is called 10 Commandments of Assisting. Okay, makeup artist and author of Assisting Rules, the Ultimate Guide to Assisting Makeup Artists and Hairstylists in Beauty, Fashion and Print. Deshawn Hatcher takes you through the 10 steps of succeeding in the coveted role of makeup assisting. The class will be followed by a Q&A session. And then the very last presentation sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine that day will be Powerful Women of Television. Powerful Women of Television. Okay, so Makeup Artist Magazine writer Joe Nazaro will interview department heads Martha Melendez of The Village and Ariel Tolk of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt about their work in television and film. So that should be interesting. So that rounds it up for IMATS New York. So again, they have London, which will be coming up May 17th through 19th, and you can find Janice and I both there, and we will be sharing. We will have a class of our own, but we don't quite have the title and everything worked out for that just yet. But we will also be doing some demos on women of color in the Ben Nye booth there at IMATS London. So look out for that as well. But also, if you're a Pro Card member, if you have a Pro Card from Makeup Artist Magazine, you can attend the Pro Card event on Friday, April 12th. Pro Card event on Friday. If you have a Pro Card, you can get into the Pro Card event on Friday, April 12th. Where they will be having a couple of classes that evening as well as a few demonstrations and offering specific discounts to pro artists and people who have the Pro Card on that Friday evening, April 12th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They're going to have on stage Alex LaMarche, sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine. She will be teaching a class from 4 to 5 on the stage. Then there's The Business of Makeup, sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine. That will be by Flynn Pekonen, and she will be teaching the business of makeup from 4 to 5. And then from 5 to 6 p.m., there will be a panel from Local 798 for the Hair and Makeup Union. The discussion will be on the union and how it benefits the professional makeup artist working in film and television. So if you're interested in working on union projects in film and television, it would benefit you to go to the 798 panel from 5 to 6 p.m. on the South Stage, presented by Makeup Artist Magazine at that pro event night. Okay, and then again, there will be more education from MAC Cosmetics, details coming soon on that. And then there will be from 6 to 7 a demo with Joel Harlow, and there'll be details coming soon on exactly what he's going to do in that demo. And so that rounds up IMATS New York. So that should be interesting. But I'm excited about IMATS London.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And tell me one more time the date of IMATS New York.
April 12th through 14th. And the 12th being Friday for the pro event. And then the Saturday and Sunday is the 13th through the 14th.
And then also the Professional Makeup Artist Conference here in Atlanta, known as PMAC, will be taking place April 27th through the 28th.
And you can go to PMAC.com.
All right. Let's just take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
How would you like to become friends with benefits? I'm sure that got your attention. I'm talking about FriendsBeauty.com, now offering a benefits discount program to all of our friends. That's right. Professionals that qualify can save up to 40% and non-professional consumers up to 10% just for setting up a free account online. At Friends Beauty, we offer a huge range of products, including beauty makeup, special FX and theatrical makeup, skincare, wigs and extensions, styling tools, and more, with thousands of brands at the best prices. We've been in business since 1940 and pride ourselves on ensuring our friends have the best shopping experience ever. Sign up for our Friends discount program and shop with us today at Friends, that's F-R-E-N-D-S, no I, beauty.com. FriendsBeauty.com. We also offer studio services for production orders at 818-691-691. 1294. That's 818-691-1294. Join our program and become a friend with benefits today.
All right, we are back and we have more things to share with you. I just wanted to give you a date for November of this year. You know, save the date for the PBA Executive Summit. And this is Executive Summit number 6. So they've been doing this now for 6 years. Again, that's the PBA Executive Summit. And more details will be coming, but I'm just giving you the basics. Save the date for November 20th through the 21st of this year. Again, that's November 20th through 21st, 2019. The PBA Executive Summit is where over 300 thought leaders, top executives, and influencers unite to explore the disruptive forces affecting beauty industry business models and profitability. Again, ticket pricing and more details are coming very soon in regards to who the 2019 speakers and topics, who the 2019 speakers will be and the topics covered, as well as the 2019 schedule of events and beauty attendees. All that information will be given at a later time, but again, it's November 20th through the 21st. They have a summit special room rate, and that's $219. You can get a single room or a double room, but again, it's $219, and it's the room is located at the Omni Scottsdale Resort and Spa, Montelusia. Again, that's Omni Scottsdale Resort and Spa at Montelusia in Scottsdale, Arizona. And if you have questions about that or want to book, you can book online or you can call 888-27-3010. Again, that number is 888-627-3010. Again, it's $219 for a single or double room. That's the special summit rate. Again, this is PBA Executive Summit number 6, November 20th through 21st of this year. If you can't remember the information that I just gave you, you can go to probeauty.org for more information, and you can stay tuned and keep checking that website out for, again, a list of topics covered, schedule of events, the speakers. I remember Magic Johnson spoke maybe 1 or 2 years ago. So it's just a lot of business executives from different areas of business will be there. But the main focus is speaking on things that affect the beauty industry models, okay, and profits that the beauty industry makes. So if you're really into that kind of thing, this is the summit for you. PBA Executive Summit, November 20th through 21st.
Nice.
Yeah. So just some interesting information. Chanel takes their male makeup brand to Hong Kong. Boy de Chanel is the name of their makeup brand for men, and they're now taking it to Hong Kong. Chanel is expanding the reach of its male makeup range, Boy de Chanel, with the products having entered the Hong Kong beauty market this month, according to the Hong Kong Tatler. The Ring, Chanel's first foray into male beauty, was launched in South Korea last year and will now be available in Hong Kong with the three products, liquid foundation, eyebrow pencil, and a lip balm. Again, they have three products, liquid foundation, an eyebrow pencil, and a lip balm. These three products are also available via Chanel's website. And the beauty range is an extension of the existing boy range by Chanel, which includes perfumes and handbags named after Boy Capel, the lover and muse of Gabrielle Chanel. Interesting.
Right.
Just a little fun.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned, I believe it was last week or the week before, about the powder group, and there's an industry intensive that they're doing in Chicago, and it's a focus on bridal makeup. That's Monday, April 8th through April 9th. I just wanted to bring it up again because before, like you mentioned, we're already approaching the middle of March. So if you're interested in this class and you're in the Chicago area or you can get to the Chicago area for the class, it's Monday, April 8th through April 9th. It's their new industry intensive series of focus on bridal. This event will begin with an evening reception for attendees on the evening of April 7th and will continue on to a full-day multiple presenter program that focuses completely on the many facets of the lucrative and exciting world of bridal. They will discuss this area of work with an approach that includes artistry, business, creating strong bridal industry relationships, and increasing your client experience to increase revenues. Whether you are new to the bridal business or you've been at it for years, this first-of-its-kind event produced and hosted by the Powder Group founder, Michael DeVellis, is one that you do not want to miss. It's featuring Aga Rhodes, Joanne McDonough, Tammy Bernard, Laren Johnson, Michelle Dorpetti, and Colin Pearson. For more information on all of those presenters and their particular bios, and also more information on the class, you can go to thepowdergroup.com/special-events/bridal-focus. thepowdergroup.com/special-events/bridal-focus. Okay. And that takes place at the Ruby Room, and that's located 1743-45 West Division Street in Chicago, Illinois, 60622. And again, you can go to thepowdergroup.com/special-events. Taking place again Monday, April 8th through the 9th. Pricing for the Powder Group members, well, first of all, it requires a $100 deposit, whether you're a member of the Powder Group or you're a non-member. The deposit is $100 just to kind of hold that class. But for Powder Group members, the total of the class is $320, and for non-members, $420, okay? With the balance, of course, before the actual class, it's due for Powder Group members, $220, and for non-members, $320. All right. And then one other thing with the Powder Group I just wanted to mention. They are finally announcing Makeup 101. Makeup 101, it takes place July 15th through 17th, and that class is taking place in New York City, okay? Taking place in New York City, Monday, July 15th through Wednesday, July 17th. Again, Monday, July 15th through July 17th in New York City. It's produced by the Powder Group, and it's sponsored by Makeup Forever, The Makeup Light, Skindinavia, Temp 2, Cinema Secrets, Kevin O'Quan, On Makeup Magazine, Twin Medics, and Senna Cosmetics, okay? Program details are as follows. Again, Monday, April 15th through Wednesday, April 17th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. The rate for the Powder Group Pro members, the rate is $990. For non-members, the rate is $1,290. And a $250 deposit will hold your space. Okay, the location is the Makeup Forever New York studio at 8 East 12th Street in New York City. Space is strictly limited to 16 participants for this program. So if you're really interested in this program, you can reach out and email kelly@thepowdergroup.com, or again, you can go to thepowdergroup.com and look for the Makeup 101 class to get more information on that. The Powder Group's Makeup 101 program will set you up for a deep and focused understanding of our industry, your craft, and you as an artist. Not just for new artists, Makeup 101 takes you beneath your process and guides you from the basics and beyond to a new, more focused way of thinking about your work. In an industry that is inundated with more and more makeup artists every year, in a time when makeup artists have taken on varied meanings due to an influx of social media artists and influencers joining our industry, standing out from the pack is more important than ever. Makeup 101 is the program that separates fact from fiction and gets you to an elevated place in your artistry, technique, career, and the overall art of being a strong, working makeup artist today. The Powder Group is so pleased to announce their next session of Makeup 101, July 15th through 17th, three inspiring and informative days of industry, insight, technique, product, and artistry, led by the Powder Group Director of Artistry and Rebels and Outlaws founder, James Vincent, along with the incredible Bethany Towns. For a review of our industry today, an in-depth color theory development to an intensive study of beauty makeup and developing a deep understanding and working in HD and photography, this is the most intensive makeup program from the Powder Group. Makeup 101 is not only an amazing way to get your start in truly understanding the process and world of the professional makeup artist, but it is a great way to rethink, regroup, and rework your artistry for those who have already been working in the industry, but want to move their artistry to the next level. For hairstylists or those in other areas of the industry, this program is an incredible way to start or top up your knowledge of the art of makeup. Again, it's produced by the Powder Group and sponsored by Scandinavia, Cinema Secrets, The Makeup Light, Temp2, Kevin O'Quan, Twin Medics, Cine Cosmetics, On Makeup Magazine, and Makeup Forever. This three-day event will elevate your understanding of all things makeup artistry like no other program in the industry.
Nice. And just wanted to, some information I just found out on Friday. For those makeup artists out there working and part of the union and part of IATSE, no matter what local it is, 706, 798, any local out of Canada, you are able to get a MAC Pro discount card. It's free to union members, and you must renew every 2 years. So you have to renew it 2 years. I believe you go online and renew. And you have to show a copy of your union card. So, again, for any pro makeup artist who's part of the union, IATSE, you are eligible for a free MAC Pro discount card, but you have to renew online, and you must renew every 2 years to continue it. Okay? So just a little bit of information for you on that. And then the last thing that I have, which also brings up our, you know, topic focus for tonight, it's on clean beauty. And, you know, clean beauty kind of followed clean eating. You know, everybody was a few years back really got into clean eating. And not just clean eating, but people also started, a lot of people became vegans as a way of being a part of the clean eating, I don't want to call it a craze, but the clean eating movement, so to speak. And then shortly thereafter, clean beauty kind of followed clean eating. And it's taken the industry by storm, the beauty industry by storm. It continues to influence also the beauty products that we are focusing on today. And one of the things is that I guess when it first started, people were more focused on what's not in the products. You know, especially remember they talked about the nail products, and it was like 3 free, and then it became 5 free, and next thing you know, the number grew, you know, to like 10 free or what have you, and it was free of all these harmful and damaging ingredients and chemicals. And so same thing with, you know, makeup and skincare products. People were concerned with what, more so what was not in it. That was the big thing, that it's free of such and such, free of parabens, free of mineral oil, free of this, free of that. Now it seems like the focus is now turning toward what's in the product. You know what I mean? So now you're talking about hyaluronic acid. What's the other thing that was on the tip of my tongue? You see it in hair products and also in skin products. Oh my gosh, it's at the tip of my. Okay, anyway, I can't think. But now it's like the big focus is in the clean beauty movement. It's what's in your products, you know. It all started out with what's not in it. Now it's going kind of to what's in it. But nonetheless, this movement is moving right along. Like many wellness trends, from organic to cruelty-free and green, a blend of fear and love has driven this new clean beauty movement. As much like food, cosmetics are meant to be both indulgent but safe for consumers. Cosmetic products are worn close to the body and against the skin. Beauty products have always symbolized a soulful sense of love, self-care, and intimacy. In contrast, fear has been fueled by the opaque nature of beauty industry messaging, especially when it comes to ingredients, how products are made, and the fear consumers have that they are simply being marketed to. That's true, because some people fear that, you know, they're using buzzwords with some of these products when they market these products, and they're not really sure if the product is without those ingredients or if they still have them. So some people are feeling like that's the fear, that they're just being marketed to, making you be attracted to a product, and they really don't know what's in it and what's not. Knowing what's in their product and learning how to read a label has become a top priority for consumers who are now buying with a digital-driven mindset. So now a lot of people are buying products online, and so they're listening to the marketing, not really being actually in the store, touching and feeling and trying products on. According to a survey by Label Insights, 46% of consumers admit to using a smartphone to research product information in store, with as many as 56% of millennials admitting to doing so. With the arrival of Generation Z in the marketplace, future waves of consumers are more likely to be receptive to a clean approach to beauty. They are also less likely to respond to greenwashing thanks to self-empowering digital tools and a new access information. 59% of women over the age of 35 believe buying green beauty is important to them. 73% of millennial women seek out cleaner, all-natural products. What do you think about this clean beauty movement? Do you have any fears about it? Do you think that we are just being marketed to by some of the buzzwords that they use? Do you have any fears about what's in your products, what's not in your products? Do you think sometimes people overreact when it comes to some ingredients? Because, you know, a lot of times people, a lot of products will say without paraben-free, mineral oil-free, this-free, that-free. But sometimes it makes me stop and say, okay, well, what are parabens? And, what is it about mineral oil? And, you know, mineral oil just strips the skin of its moisture. So is it that bad? I'm not saying we, of course, none of us want to be stripped of moisture, but if it's a product that has mineral oil in it, is it that bad that the mineral oil is in it? So I'm just wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on this whole clean beauty movement?
You mentioned something about buzzwords, you know, and a lot of times I feel like, you know, that's a big part of what's going on. Like, you know, you have about
You're kind of fading in and out.
Okay.
No, still fading in and out. No. Well, it's okay. You're having some phone issues. It's okay. But just wanted to throw that out at you guys, see what your thoughts were. Tell us what you think about this clean beauty movement. How are you feeling about certain ingredients in your products? Let us know how you feel about that. I'll post a question out there on the Beauty Talk Facebook page, and let's see what kind of comments we can get going, or you can email us your thoughts and comments at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. That's BeautyGirlsMedia at gmail.com. And then also, just wanted to remind you all that, and I know we've said it loads and loads of times, but just wanted to remind you all about the definition of beauty campaign that we have going on. We are soliciting and seeking your answers and your thoughts to the question, what is your definition of beauty? We'd like to get you guys to send us your responses to that question at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. That's girls with an S, media, beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. Send us your answers to that question in 30 words or less. And also along with that, send us a picture of yourself, just a headshot styled picture, you know, above the waist, pretty much just focusing on your face type of picture. Send that with us, and we'll post a lot of our responses on Instagram. And again, we're just reaching out, asking for responses, just so that you guys can participate and be a part of the first rollout. But this is an ongoing campaign. So, I mean, if you're not a part of the first rollout, you can still be a part of it. So we're just wanting you guys to send your comments and questions. And then also, if you'd like to give us a response that we could play here on the show, we welcome that as well. And it just has to be 60 minutes or less. Your response just needs to be 60 minutes or less in a MP4 or MP3, rather, format. And we'll get that here on the air. So, again, thank you. If you wanted to post a picture of yourself and your response on our Facebook page, you're welcome to do that. We definitely welcome that as well. So, again, the campaign will be rolling out very shortly. We're just trying to gather a couple of more responses before we start, because once we start, we're going to be posting frequently. So we're just trying to gather as many as we can so that you guys can be a part. And this is all part of our 10-year anniversary. This is one of the ways that we're celebrating it. It's also to inspire women and men and young girls and boys to, particularly women and girls, to look past the physical when it comes to beauty. And, you know, the responses that we get will be varied, but this definitely doesn't have anything to do with makeup and the physical. So we just want people to dig deep and really give us what their definition of beauty is. And it's also for men and boys to also to see, when it comes to women, to look at women as beautiful, but not looking at the physical as well. So it's going to be interesting, the type of responses that we get, and we can't wait to share them with you guys. So send them in, send them in, send them in. You want to tell everybody how they can follow us on social media?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Now, did you want the response to my question first, to your question first, or do you just want me to?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and respond to your question first.
Okay. So basically, you were asking about the whole clean beauty movement, and I was going back to something you said about buzzwords and what I had. I had a conversation this past week about organic, like how, you know, when you go to the grocery stores, everything, you know, that word is thrown around, organic. You have a whole organic section. And the person I was talking to made a comment about, you know, getting fruit that was organic, but yet the fruit had no seeds in them. And so they were, you know, like, how could this be organic? How could this be real? And there are no seeds in the fruit. Like this is not something that was planted, but, you know, almost manufactured. But so anyway, I'm just saying all that to say, you know, we have to look past the buzzwords and really look to see, you know, what's in the product. Like you were stating, you know, like with your skincare products, we have to actually look at the ingredients to see what's actually in the products to see if it's something good for us or not good for us. If you know you have certain allergic reactions to certain products, then you want to make sure whatever, you know, skincare you use, whatever makeup you use, doesn't have that ingredient in your products. If there's something that's been said to cause cancer, and if that's a fear of yours, then you want to look at the ingredients to make sure that's not in your products. So you just have to be, knowledgeable. Don't necessarily believe the hype. But you have to do what's best, I think, for you as an individual and not get caught up in what's trendy, you know, what's supposed to be the next best thing in skincare. I mean, if the next best thing treats your particular skin condition and is good for your skin type, great. But it's just, I think, it's the whole thing with clean beauty is just being knowledgeable about yourself and your skin. And then knowing what products work best for you and definitely taking a look at to see what's in those products. There's nothing wrong with eating clean or, you know, making sure your products are clean. But, you know, if you have products that are 98% natural ingredients, but you may have acne and those ingredients aren't working for you, then maybe you need to try something that has ingredients in it that actually work for your skin condition. So it's not just, you know, jumping on the natural bandwagon because you want to put all natural ingredients on your skin and in your body. But if it's not treating what you need it to treat, then maybe you need to try something a little more aggressive. So that's where I'm saying, you know, do what's best for your skin and your particular skin type and skin condition. And
absolutely.
So you can find us on Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. You can find us on Twitter, we're at beauty_talk. And then on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. And then you can find Janice and I both on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by our names. Janice, she's at Janice Tunnell, that's JanicTunnell. That's all on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And me, Denise, I'm at Denise Tunnell, and that's DeniseTunnell on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Nice. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a wonderful guest. Make sure you tune in for that. Same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. And again, thank you for joining us tonight. For those of you who will listen to the show on the playback, thank you so much for your continued support. We are truly, truly grateful. Have a wonderful night, everybody. and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night.
Good night.